ever get that feeling you're meant for something huge, but it kind of freaks you out.
Yeah.
That's Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Like in the nutshell. We're going deep into his story today, specifically chapter one of the book named after him.
Makes sense.
Now, you brought Dr. Gary Yates' lecture notes on this.
Yeah, I did.
And he really focuses on this moment where Jeremiah's life just takes this hard left turn.
Yeah.
It's a prophet's calling. It's like, how does that even happen?
It's a common theme in the Bible.
Yeah.
But Jeremiah's story is particularly striking.
It is.
Yeah.
So, okay, paint the scene for us.
Okay.
It's around 626 BC.
Uh-huh.
The Babylonian Empire is getting bigger.
Right.
Assyria is falling apart.
Yeah.
And little Judah's caught in the middle.
Caught in the crosshairs.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So Jeremiah, this young guy from a priestly family in Anathoth, which is a village near Jerusalem, he is about to get a crash course in international politics.
Oh, yeah.
But like divine intervention style.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not a good time to be a prophet.
No.
Especially with the message he had to deliver.
And speaking of that message.
Yeah.
The first thing that jumped out at me from Dr. Yates' notes was Jeremiah's reaction. He just flat out says to God, I'm just a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know how to speak.
Classic.
Right? Yeah. Like, how relatable is that?
Totally.
Have you ever had that, I'm not qualified for this feeling?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, it's almost like a prerequisite for a prophet.
Really?
Wouldn't you say?
Like it's in the job description?
Yeah.
Wow.
You see it with Moses, Gideon, Isaiah. They all kind of push back at first.
Right.
It's this humility, you know?
Yeah.
Realizing the weight of what they're being asked to do.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And for Jeremiah, it gets even more intense because he's told he can't marry.
Or have children.
Oh, wow.
Like his entire life becomes this symbol of what's coming for Judah.
Right.
Isolation and loss.
That's a really interesting point. Yeah. It wasn't just about the words. His very existence became a prophecy.
Yeah.
Dr. Yates talks about this idea of the prophet as a watchman.
Okay.
Like Ezekiel, warning people of danger.
Right.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that make you feel super isolated?
Oh, yeah.
Like carrying that burden?
For sure.
Jeremiah describes God's word as a burning fire within him.
Yeah.
It's like he can't not speak out.
Wow. He uses some pretty vivid imagery.
He does.
It makes you wonder, what's something that makes you feel that strongly?
Hmm.
That could be a clue to where you're being called.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have reluctant Jeremiah burning with a message he has to deliver.
Right.
And Dr. Yates points out this pattern in a lot of prophetic calls.
Okay.
He sees these four key elements.
All right.
A vision from God.
Right.
A specific task.
Yeah.
The prophet saying, I can't do this.
Right.
And then God's like, don't worry, I gotcha.
It's almost like a formula.
Yeah.
But each time it's tailored to the specific situation.
Right.
And the prophet involved.
Right. So what was Jeremiah's vision?
So he sees.
What does he see?
An almond branch and a boiling pot.
Which seems random.
Yeah.
Until you get the symbolism.
The almond branch part is actually really cool.
Okay.
It's a word play in Hebrew.
Oh.
The word for almond branch sounds very similar to watching over.
Oh.
So when God asks Jeremiah what he sees, and Jeremiah says an almond branch, God applies, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's not just a random image.
No.
It signifies God's watchfulness.
Yeah.
That he's paying attention.
Uh-huh.
And will act.
And almond trees are one of the first to bloom in spring.
Right.
So it also suggests that judgment is coming soon.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's the boiling pot.
Yes.
Tipped over from the north.
Oh.
Pouring out onto Judah.
Yeah. A pretty clear image of an invading army.
Right.
And though it's not named explicitly here.
Yeah.
We know from the rest of the book it's going to be the Babylonians.
Okay. So those two images.
Yeah.
So powerful.
Yeah.
The almond branch. God's watchful judgment.
Uh-huh.
And the boiling pot, imminent destruction.
Right.
But Dr. Yates pointed out that about a century before Jeremiah, Isaiah received a similar message.
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
Both Isaiah and Jeremiah preached judgment, but also offered hope for eventual restoration.
Okay.
It's like Jeremiah is continuing Isaiah's work.
Oh.
Picking up the torch.
A relay race of prophecy.
Exactly.
Okay, here's where Dr. Yates' argument gets really interesting.
Okay.
He says, chapter one of Jeremiah isn't just backstory.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a blueprint for the entire book.
It's like the overture of a symphony.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
Introducing all the major themes that will play out in different movements.
So what are some of those themes?
So first we see Jeremiah's role isn't just limited to Judah.
Okay.
He's a prophet to the nations.
Wow.
Then there's the double-edged message of judgment and salvation, the tearing down and rebuilding.
Oh, wow.
Right? And it's not just what Jeremiah says, but what he does.
Oh, interesting.
His actions themselves become prophetic, almost like performance art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Dr. Yates also highlights the opposition and hardship Jeremiah will face.
Right.
He's told he'll be up against king's officials the whole lot.
Oh, my goodness.
It sets the stage for a pretty lonely and difficult ministry.
Yeah.
But there's also that constant reassurance from God, I am with you to deliver you.
Right.
It's a reminder that even when things are tough, God doesn't abandon his people.
That's good.
Yeah.
And there's one more theme that really piqued my interest.
Okay.
Dr. Yates says that Jeremiah's ministry both mirrors and goes beyond Moses.
Now, that's a statement I need unpacked. What could that mean?
I know.
We'll have to keep digging into Jeremiah to find out.
Okay, now I'm really hooked.
Good.
But before we get too far ahead, let's take a moment to recap.
All right.
You're listening to The Deep Dive.
Yes.
And today we're breaking down The Calling of Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. Using Dr. Gary Yates's lecture notes as our guide.
That's right.
Okay, so back to this idea of the prophet as a watchman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a heavy responsibility, right?
Oh, yeah. A huge burden.
Yeah, like how would you even begin to process that?
Yeah, I think that's what makes Jeremiah's story so compelling.
Right.
You know, he wrestles with this call.
Yeah.
He questions it. He doubts himself.
He's human.
He is. Uh-huh. But ultimately, he steps into that role.
He does.
And that takes incredible courage.
It does.
Yeah.
So what can we learn from him?
I think there's a lot we can take away, even if we're not called to be prophets in the literal sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, for me, it's the importance of listening to that inner voice, that nudge that you might be meant for something more.
Right.
Jeremiah could have easily ignored God's call.
Oh, yeah.
He had every reason to.
Right.
But he didn't.
Yeah. And that changed everything.
It did.
So listening's important.
Yes.
What else?
I think it's also about embracing the discomfort of stepping outside your comfort zone.
Right.
Jeremiah wasn't exactly thrilled about his assignment.
No.
It was going to be tough. It was going to be lonely.
Yeah.
But he did it anyway.
Because he knew it was important.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we shy away from things.
Yeah.
Because they feel too big or too scary.
Right.
But what if those are the very things we're meant to do?
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah. Like, what if that discomfort is actually a sign?
Yeah.
That we're on the right track?
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good word.
Yeah.
Okay. So listening and embracing discomfort.
Yes.
Anything else?
And finally, I think it's about trusting.
Okay.
Trusting that God will equip us for whatever he calls us to.
Right.
Jeremiah didn't feel qualified.
No.
But God promised to be with him.
He did.
To give him the words to say the strength to endure.
And that's a promise we can all cling to.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So as we continue our deep dive into Jeremiah, let's keep these things in mind.
Okay.
Listening.
Yes.
Embracing discomfort.
Uh-huh.
And trusting.
Right.
And next time we're going to explore how Jeremiah actually lived out this call.
Oh, yeah. That's where things get really interesting.
Like, how did he deliver these difficult messages?
Yeah.
What was the reaction?
Uh-huh.
And how did he handle the opposition he faced?
Yeah. It's a wild ride.
Oh, good.
You'll have to tune in to find out.
All right. Until then,
yeah.
Keep thinking. Keep exploring.
And keep the fire burning.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
See you then. So we've established Jeremiah's call was pretty dramatic, to say the least.
It was intense.
It was. But Dr. Yates raises a great question, one that's relevant to all of us, really.
Yeah.
How does God call people to ministry today?
Right.
Is it always this earth-shattering, life-changing event?
Yeah. Do we all need, like, a burning bush experience?
Right.
I think a lot of people wrestle with that.
Yeah. And he makes a distinction between what he calls a general calling, something that applies to all Christians.
Okay.
And then a more specific calling.
Okay.
Like to a particular role or ministry.
So the general calling.
Yeah.
That's about following Jesus.
Yeah.
Living out your faith in everyday life.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not tied to a specific job title.
Right.
It's about being salt and light wherever you are, whatever you do.
Got it.
But then there are times when God calls people to a specific task or role.
Okay, like pastors, missionaries, teachers.
Exactly, okay. Yeah.
And I remember this line from the lecture notes that really hit me.
Okay.
Ministry is not a career,
right,
but a calling.
Powerful statement.
It is.
Especially these days when everything is about career paths and five-year plans.
So true.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. It's a whole different way of looking at things.
Right.
A career is about building yourself up, getting ahead.
Yeah.
But a calling that's about surrendering to God's purpose, even if it means sacrifice and going against the grain.
So less about climbing the ladder.
Yeah.
And more about trusting the path.
Yes.
Even if it's a winding uphill one.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, Jeremiah's life really embodies that. He had to speak truth to power. Uh-huh. Even when it meant being rejected and persecuted.
Yeah.
Not exactly a glamorous career choice.
No, not at all.
So how do you figure out what you're called to?
Right.
Do you just wait around for a sign?
Yeah, like what do you do?
Well, Dr. Yates had some practical advice about that too.
Okay, good.
He said, first, don't get caught up
in
trying to find that one perfect plan.
Mm-hmm.
The dot in the circle, as he called it.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get paralyzed by trying to find that one right answer.
Right. Instead, he says, focus on living within the boundaries of what we know to be true.
Okay.
From scripture.
Uh-huh.
He talked about staying within the box of God's revealed will.
Got it.
And from there, he said, be faithful in serving wherever you are right now.
So don't just sit around waiting for a sign.
Right.
But be active. Be engaged.
Yeah.
Be open.
And be ready to say yes when opportunities arise.
Oh, I get that.
He said it's not about waiting for a burning bush.
Right.
But about being ready to respond when God nudges you.
That's good.
Yeah.
I've always loved that about the burning bush story, though.
What's that?
Moses had a million excuses, but he still stepped up.
You see that same willingness in Jeremiah eventually.
Yeah.
Even though he initially resisted, he ultimately said yes to God.
He did.
And that yes shaped his life.
Oh.
And in many ways shaped history.
It makes you wonder what might happen if we all said yes a little more often.
Yeah.
Even when we're scared or uncertain.
What could those yeses lead to?
Right.
It's a pretty amazing thought.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Jeremiah's call.
Uh-huh.
His reluctance.
Yeah.
Symbolism of his visions.
Right.
The parallels to other prophets.
Yeah.
And how it all connects to our own sense of calling today.
And we've touched on some of the key themes that run through the book of Jeremiah.
Right.
Themes that we'll be exploring in more depth as we continue our deep dive.
Okay, so we've been unpacking the calling of the prophet Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
It's a powerful story.
It is.
With so many layers.
So many layers to unpack.
Yeah.
But what does it all mean for us living thousands of years later?
Yeah.
Like, what are the key takeaways we can apply to our own lives?
I think that's the question.
Right.
We all want to know.
I mean, we're not all going to be prophets, right?
Well, not in the literal sense, maybe.
Yeah.
But there are definitely some universal truths in Jeremiah's story.
Okay.
For example, I think a lot of us can relate to his initial reaction.
Yeah.
I don't know how to speak.
Uh-huh.
I'm just a kid.
Hey.
We've all felt inadequate or unqualified at some point, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Snap imposter syndrome.
It's a thing.
It's real.
Yeah.
But Jeremiah's story reminds us that God doesn't necessarily choose the most skilled.
Right.
Or experienced.
Uh-huh.
He chooses those who are willing.
Yeah.
And then equips them.
He sees the potential.
He does.
Even when we don't.
Even when we don't.
That's reassuring.
Yeah, it is.
It's not about having all the answers or being perfectly polished.
Right.
It's about being open to God's leading.
Yeah.
Even when it feels scary or uncertain.
And that often means stepping outside our comfort zones.
Right.
Embracing the unknown.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Jeremiah had to face opposition and hardship,
Following
God's call rarely comes without its challenges.
Right. It's like that burning fire imagery.
Yeah.
There's a sense of urgency,
A
conviction that pushes you forward even when it's hard.
That inner drive can be a powerful motivator.
Yeah.
It's what helps us persevere
right.
when we face obstacles and setbacks.
It makes me think of all the different causes and issues people are passionate about today. Mm-hmm. Climate change, mm-hmm. social justice,
yeah.
poverty.
Right.
Like, those things light a fire under people.
Yes.
Driving them to act, to speak out.
Exactly.
So it's less about waiting for a specific sign yeah. or miraculous event.
Right.
And more about cultivating that inner readiness, mm-hmm. that willingness to say yes to whatever God puts in front of us.
Absolutely.
And who knows what those yeses might lead to.
Right.
Maybe we won't all be prophesying to nations.
Yeah.
But we can make a difference in our own spheres of influence.
For sure.
Now remember, Dr. Yates said Jeremiah's ministry didn't just mirror Moses. It went beyond him.
That's a really interesting thought.
It is.
Yeah.
It suggests that God has a unique plan for each of us.
Right.
Something that builds on the past, but also breaks new ground.
It's not just about repeating what's been done before.
Okay.
But about finding new ways
yeah.
to live out our faith,
wow.
to serve others, yeah. to impact the world.
So as you reflect on Jeremiah's story,
yeah.
what burning fire is stirring within you?
Mm-hmm.
What might God be calling you to?
That's a good question.
It may not be a grand public calling.
Right.
But it will undoubtedly be an adventure
it
worth embracing.
Yes.
And remember, you don't need all the answers right now.
That's
just take that first step in faith.
Yeah.
Trust God to guide you.
Uh-huh.
And be ready to say yes.
Be ready.
To the extraordinary journey he has planned for you.
That's good stuff.
Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the calling of Jeremiah.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've gained some insights and inspiration.
Yes.
To apply to your own life.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
And keep seeking truth.
We'll see you then.